Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show, Alternative Medicine and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here today. Today, we have a great topic that we're going to be talking about. Well, some people may know what it's all about. Some people may not know what it's all about. And it's about, can we drink something to think smart? Really, what's all of that about? Hey, I think smart. I just have a few shots. I'm the smartest guy on the block, smartest guy in the bar. Everybody tells me that, right? Or, hey, maybe I'm taking some of those new medications. We're warding off Alzheimer's and dementia, and there's no way. My family had that. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm taking my prescription drugs, and I'm smarter than ever. And then we look at the path of I'm doing those little brain tests on my telephone all the time. Do you ever wonder what some of the smartest people sometimes are doing? They're playing games on their cell phone. Really? I never realized that until one day I caught one of them and I said, what the heck are you doing? And thinking that they're so important that they're doing all these texts and checking all their emails, they're playing a game on their phone. Well, we really think about our brain as a thing on the top of our head. We put everything into it when we go to college and school. It's good to go. We just phase on through our life, and it'll be there forever, working as it always has, in that same level. Do you ever think maybe you might be able to up the level of being able to have your brain a little bit more awake, a little bit more paying attention, a little bit more on focus? That's what we will be talking about today. Today, my guest is Alex Croy, and he is the CEO of Mental Mojo. Mental Mojo sounds really great. We're going to be talking about that today. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a real pleasure to have you with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
And Alex, don't you think that it is just something else to be able to say, we have something that we can just pop in a little packet and we're going to feel great. And, you know, I'll tell you, your product is revolutionary because, you know, not everybody has this. I haven't seen it around. And there's a lot of things out there people are dabbling in. So, Alex, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started on this concept? Because you weren't on the road of looking to do something of this product, right?
No, I was not. Actually, I was one of those law students grinding it out against the others, trying to get that top 10% ranking in my class so that I could get the big firm job and hopefully be able to carry the enormous debt burden that goes along with student loans.
You know, that's pretty tough. You know, we think about going into school. You know, Alex LaCroix, he is a lawyer, he will tell us. And also, it's really important to know that because he knows from being there what it takes to be able to pay attention, what it takes to have to really focus and use your brain. You know, I laughed the other day when I was talking to someone about this show coming up, and I said, yeah, I have 14 years of college. Wish I had this stuff then, you know, and so many times when I speak to my kids, they're like, oh, these kids are taking all of these drugs in college, and they're just going crazy. And then they come home for vacation, and they're looking for, you know, someone down the corner, Joe whatever his name, to be able to get some more stash. So there's a real, I think, need out there for people, but there's also the road that you might not want to be on. So, Alex, don't you think share a little bit about yours. I mean, you talked about coffee. You talked about really having a heavy load when you were in college. And, you know, people can relate to that.
Well, Dr. Gallagher, absolutely. The bottom line was that, you know, when I graduated undergrad at the University of Arizona, it was a difficult program. I went to the McGuire School of Entrepreneurship. It's a highly ranked program. But, you know, I noticed my competitors were using Adderall, they were using Ritalin, they were using ADHD medication to just get an edge and compete because of the curve. But law school was a different animal entirely, and I got that as soon as I walked in the door. I realized that everybody in this room is smart, and there is a limited amount of time that all these smart people are going to try and digest basically an infinite amount of information. And so what I concluded very quickly was that it is going to make a difference, the amount that you can focus your endurance when it comes to academic study, and your ability to fight off fatigue. And I knew that I was going to be competing for those limited, prestigious top firm jobs with people that were using ADHD medication, which for those of the listeners that don't really know what that is, it's basically methamphetamine. It is an FDA approved drug that will keep you awake as long as you take it. And so I searched the internet for alternatives because I'm a bigger guy. I'm 6'4", 250 pounds, and I know that my heart is probably my most important asset because if it stops ticking, I stop ticking. And I just didn't want to put it at risk. And the other thing, and I think the listeners will think this is sort of funny, we have in law school this sort of irony where judges, future lawyers, future prosecutors are willing to go and buy illegally a sweaty pill out of a drug dealer's palm and risk a felony just so that they can become enforcers and upholders of the law. And I thought that that really encapsulated the need that was present.
You know, I think we, in the quest to be able to even hold our own in all of these really difficult school situations, it's really hard to be able, you know, if you went in high school and you're really a person that really needed to rest and, you know, you really played hard in the day and you studied hard in the day and you really needed that 8 hours of rest, when you get to college, hey, 1 or 2 hours, you've got to be good to go. But not only good to go, you have to be top notch. And I think that's why a lot of these students are really resorting to that. And I really appreciate you sharing this story with us because, you know, around the holidays now, a lot of kids come home and parents say, I found this in their bag, but hey, they said it's no big deal. It's a prescription. My doctor gave it to me, whatever, until you take the bottle out and you notice that it's not even your name, the name on the bottle or the right thing on the bottle. Kids are really good with this one. Been there, done that. They'll have a bottle of prescription stuff with their name on it, saying take whatever with a different name on the bottom for the drug than what's inside the container. Kids are great with that. So it's really important to have these discussions with your kids when they come home, is that what are you taking, what's going on, and why do you feel the need to be able to do that? And I think Mental Mojo is really a something that is really great that you'll be able to take, and it's not requiring your prescription. It is not one of those drugs. I mean, I started in college in the 70s. Hey, it was diet pills that people used then to study in college. I can remember I had really low blood pressure, so it was really easy for me to go to the doctor and get those. But I'll tell you, you know, one or two of them, and you feel like you haven't slept for a week. And I can remember I always laugh with the kids about this, but it wasn't so funny after I reflect back on it, is that I read, Pride and Prejudice or something like that, in like a few hours and wrote a paper on it and got an A on it. But then I didn't sleep for 5 more days, you know. And we think, is that really what we want? You know, do we really want our bodies to be able to be taking all these medications that later in life, you know, 40s and 50s, a lot of women started having trouble from those diet pills. They started having heart attacks much earlier. They started having enlarged hearts. They started having aneurysms. Not a good thing. So really, it's definitely important to be able to reflect back and say, this is not cool by any means. So Alex, tell us a little bit about the product, Mental Mojo. Sounds a really cool name. I guess it gets your attention. And inside of it, it's not a prescription, correct?
Right, and the first thing that I would tell everybody is, you know, Mental Mojo isn't an FDA-approved drug. It's a dietary supplement, so it complies with all of the regulations of the Dietary Supplement Health Enforcement Act. But, you know, it's not intended to treat or cure any disease. What it really is a sustainable, healthier alternative for people that don't have ADHD but also would like to be able to achieve an elevated level of focus without taking a prescription drug. And so what it has in it, the things that make it tick are called nootropics, and they all are within our proprietary cognition complex. Now, a nootropic, a lot of people probably never heard that word before, but it's spelled N-O-O-T-R-O-P-I-C. And those were discovered a long time ago, actually, during the course of Alzheimer's studies. and the studies of people with cognitive deficits. And they were looking at ways through herbs and other substances to increase the neuroplasticity of the brain, to reduce toxicity in the brain, to increase oxygen to the brain, and to increase choline in the brain, which is choline is the brain's food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so nootropics, what they do is they essentially increase oxygenation in the brain, but most importantly, they increase choline stores in the brain, and they keep them elevated so that the brain is better able to focus and retain information. And what we have in Mental Mojo is simply a primed, very, very high-end and optimal blend that's proprietary of nootropics along with some B vitamins.
And, you know, I think that's very important, all of that information, because what it is this: these are things that are in your brain normally. This is not something that you're putting in a drug to stop something. You're not putting in a drug to ramp things up or to change or alter your chemistry. What you're doing is you're providing that nutrition to the brain and saying, we want you to be at peak performance, here we go. And that's really what's important. You know, so many times people want to say, I want something that's, you know, going to really just light my brain on fire. And after that, then they have these lows and they do have damage to the brain, where this is not anywhere near that, because this is just nutrition. This is what's in there already, you know. And we always say that with our body, because sometimes, you know, we've always heard the old adage that my heart attack is not a lack of so-and-so drug. My heart attack might be that it didn't have the nutrition that it needed, it didn't have the support to be able to function how it was supposed to, and it didn't have the nutrition that would keep it as healthy as it could possibly could. And that's really what we're talking about here. It's about keeping things in line, informed, ready, and at optimal prime. And definitely...
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, just along those lines, to be very clear, you know, you'll see some of the competitors, some of Mojo's competitors, that, you know, they'll make claims like this will make you smarter. That is not ethical.
Right.
It's in violation of the FTC. This is not going to make, it's not going to increase your IQ, but it is going to optimize what you have.
Right. And I think that's very important, because if anything that's taking you outside of your context or having all of those claims, that's just not what it's supposed to be doing. This is just something that's in a packet. It's a powder. It's a supplement. And instead of doing, you know, 100 cups of coffee and feeling like, you know, you're dragging your tail all day long. You know, it's the funniest thing, because when I was in school, coffee just never worked. In fact, I used to drink a cup of coffee and it used to put me to sleep. Don't ask me why that happens. But anyway, and I found that this product, when I used it, I just felt lighter. In other words, you know how in the afternoon you're just sitting there and you're reading and you're going, I just can't do this anymore. My eyes aren't focusing. I don't know what the heck I just read. And I'm just so over this. And this really helped to be able to get through that rest of the day if I had to do a bunch of radio shows, if I had to do a bunch of reading. I read probably 5 to 10 books a week, you know, for some of the shows. And it's pretty trying, you know, so you'd be able to keep up. And I think it's really something that really does help. And as we've always said with supplements, is that you can optimize everything that's going on in there. But if you're putting things into a system, you have to have the system ready to accept it. So putting B vitamins in there is a really great idea, because they are things that help bring the train along the pike, as we would say. In other words, you've gone across the board to be able to say, what would a healthy brain with firing neurons look like? And that's what your product really addresses.
Yeah, and that is what our goal was when we developed it. And I certainly don't take credit for the development. You know, we had a very talented team of formulators and neurochemists, but you know, being the guinea pig, I got to see exactly how each of these things actually works. And one of the things that you brought up about reading and sort of starting to glaze over, what I tell white-collar professionals, for instance, a lot of our users are trial lawyers and trauma surgeons. And I always tell them, you know, you didn't lose that oral argument. You didn't commit malpractice because you fell asleep in the middle of what you were doing. You were awake. You just weren't focused. Your brain was tired, and you need that staying power. That's what mental mojo does. And the state of being that you describe, I think it's best summarized as clarity. And it's not so much an energy drink like Rush, where you feel it, and then there's just a big crash. It's more just a sense of clarity and enhanced focus. And that's what I try and emphasize to people, but you really have to try it to really understand it.
And also, too, we've had the discussion many times on the radio before, is let's use vitamin C as an example. Your body has enough today. If you, let's say you you have some vitamin C for breakfast, your body makes it, whatever it is, and it cycles it through, and then what is the first thing that takes out vitamin C is stress. So you yell at your kids on the way to school, you're late for work, you get in a wreck on the way, you get to work, and you're just overdone and you're finished. No matter what amount of vitamin C is in your body or that you added to it, has been burnt out, and now your body is running on fumes. And that running on fumes is what accelerates your stress. It just really makes it, you notice it, things just don't work out right, you start not feeling well, and we hear so many people say, well, this event happened and then I got sick. Well, maybe some of these things that were supposed to keep you healthy in your body and you were nourishing them, you just spent them all and you haven't replaced them. And that's what really we're talking about with mental mojo is that, you know, if you're overstudying, you've been up many hours, you've been reading and everything, your brain just says, I'm tired, you know, maybe I've just spent, you're not giving me what I need. And that's what this is helping to be able to do. It's helping to keep those systems going.
That's absolutely right, Dr. Gallagher. Like I said, people aren't falling asleep in the fourth hour of their legal final. They are losing focus and just sort of throwing in the towel. They're writing it in from that point forward. And in law school and grad school and just at work, I mean, this isn't only for, you know, graduate students. You know, people have to, you said, you know, you mentioned I have kids, you have kids. People have to earn a living, and that requires a lot of focus. It requires focus to manage the family. It requires focus to get out there and perform, you know, in the face of stress and anxiety. And so this is just something that's going to help you stay optimized and clear and motivated. It's not a cure-all. It's not going to make you Einstein, but it's going to help you function the best you possibly can from a cognitive perspective.
And so in your view, I know in my view, this would be something that would be great for college students if they're coming home at Christmas time with those D's and F's on their reports to say maybe it's something to look at. Let me tell you, I laugh, and I'm not saying it about anybody else, but let me tell you, when my first year of college, 1974 or 73, something around there, I came home with D's and F's. Dude, I was so over it. I didn't know how to study. I didn't know how I got there. I couldn't figure things out. And if they told me one more of those zoology stupid phylums and classifications that I had to memorize, I had no clue why I needed to know about zoology to be a dental hygienist. So I kind of resisted it and took my F and went walking happily along my way. But that was a hard thing to come off of because then your GPA's got to go up. So really, I feel it, I know it, I understand it, and there's a lot of people in the same boat, right?
Absolutely, a lot of people in the same boat. And sometimes all it takes is that little bit extra, that little bit to motivate you, to give you the confidence to do what you always could do. And, you know, mental mojo is that and more. It is going to put people in the zone. It's going to keep them there. And, you know, it doesn't just have to be for white-collar professionals or students either. A lot of athletes use mental mojo. A lot of linemen on the Pittsburgh Steelers use it. You know, there are plenty of MLB pitchers that use it. Because what athletes will tell you is that because it's not like an energy drink, you know, they'll tell you they already have their adrenaline pumping when they walk into the ring, when they walk onto the court.
Right.
They don't need to be amped up anymore. But for the ones that actually have to think, like quarterbacks, pitchers, and have to make split-second decisions, they appreciate the clarity and they appreciate the lack of a crash. So this is something that's also used by a lot of athletes, both as a pre-workout and as a during-activity sort of supplement to keep their edge so that they don't get tired And one of the ancillary benefits of Mental Mojo, actually, you know, while it is directed at students and white-collar professionals, phosphatidyl serine, many clinical studies actually show, increases neuromuscular coordination, in other words, hand-eye coordination, at increased levels of fatigue. So a lot of people who ski or do activities, they'll be able to relate to this. It's during the end that you get injured. You start to get floppy. You lose your coordination. And Mental Mojo helps those big linemen, those pitchers, those quarterbacks stave that off. And so there's that added benefit as well.
And also, sometimes you think about people who have to do a night shift. Huh, been there, done that. I hate night shifts, man. When my body knows that it's 10 o'clock at night, I better have my derriere in bed and not at work. And that, when I had to do night shifts, it was the toughest thing. I could make it till about 1 o'clock in the morning, but from 1 until 5, oh, man, that was the toughest thing ever. And my crash always came just before the sun came up. So from 5 to 7, oh, boy, there was just no way that I could possibly do that. I think I lasted for, you know, two or three times, you know, rotations like that, and it was like, I can't do this, can't do this, can't do this. And this would definitely be something that would help get you through that time if that's something that you have to do, you have to work that time.
Absolutely. People that have to work unpredictable hours can definitely benefit from Mental Mojo because, like you explained, Dr. Gallagher, there is a natural equilibrium in the body. It's called the Chatelier's principle. And there's also a natural rhythm. You've heard of the circadian rhythm with sleep. That rhythm affects neurotransmitters. It affects hormone levels. And so your body essentially begins shutting down based on a routine. And for people that don't have the benefit of a routine, it helps, like you discussed earlier, to take something like Mental Mojo to prime the brain for, you know, cognitive activity, you know, to signal to the brain, no, we've got to actually be awake. We've got to push it here. And so, yes, absolutely, that's something that those people would benefit a great deal from Mental Mojo.
Let's talk about the product itself. It comes in a little tiny tube, rather a plastic kind of shaped tube, and it's a powder. Can you share with the listeners, you know, what the product looks like and how they should use it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the product comes in a box of 10 stick packs, we call them. Like Dr. Gallagher described, you just basically tear the top off. A lot of people have probably seen these at the grocery store, Crystal Light, whatever it is they add to their water to enhance water. And it's a powder that comes in those packs. You put it into water or whatever. I mean, I have athletes that put it into their vanilla protein shakes and love it. But most people put it into a bottle of cold water. They shake it up. The liquid will turn a bright green so that you know it's evenly distributed. And then you drink it. And, you know, you try ideally to drink it, you know, within the course of an hour, just so that the nootropics hit the bloodstream in a uniform manner. And basically, 45 minutes or so after drinking it, you should really start to feel that clarity. Nootropics, they take a little bit longer than caffeine to kick in. But the product itself is basically designed for white-collar professionals and people who have to really just be out there in a grueling fashion. The reason why I wanted to do stick packs was because, fundamentally for the customer, it's the only thing you can put in a suit jacket. You can't put a can of energy drink in a suit jacket. People that, you know, if you're a student, you're at campus all day, you don't know when you're going to crash. But if you have a stick pack in your pocket, you can just pour it into your Nalgene bottle, shake it up during class like I did innumerable times in law school, and survive. And so that's why we designed it that way.
And also, too, the fact that you don't have, if you take it, sometimes things have to be cold or they're already pre-mixed or you need a lot of mixing kind of surfaces and, you know, at home. And then once you mix it up, you say, oh, I don't want it anymore today. And you just have to end up throwing it out and disposing of it. So that's, in other words, the availability. It's there when you need it. And if you don't need it, it's still in your bag, you know. So what if it gets banged up in the bottom of your purse? It's still there if you need it, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. I was in a deposition about a month ago, and I had to drive about 4 or 5 hours. The deposition was at 9 a.m., so I'd been on the road since about 5 a.m., and I was already, you know, a little bit tired, and I'm thinking to myself, you're already late. You don't have time to stop and get anything at the gas station. I was just so happy to find a banged up six pack of Mental Mojo at the bottom under my laptop of my suitcase. So, yes, I mean, it's perfect for that.
Yeah, and it's just good to be able to have it so that you know that if you need it, it's always there. Well, Alex, I think it's a really great concept, and I think really parents should start looking at this and really talking to their kids and say, you know, hey, you really don't need to be going down this road of prescription drugs, and maybe you should try this. And, you know, I think while they're home, you know, for vacation, it's a great time to even look at that concept with them, you know, or you could just have it out if you're taking it as an adult when your kids come home, or even being able to get through your own work day that's really so important. So can you share with the listeners some more information about how they could find out more information about the product? That would be great.
Absolutely, Dr. Gallagher. I really appreciate the opportunity to do that. It's pretty easy to find it. If you just go on to Google and you Google Mental Mojo, the website will come up. But the website is actually www.mentalmojo.me if you want to go directly there. One way or the other, if people go on Google, they'll find it. And once they get there, the website is pretty straightforward. It'll take you to a landing page, and, you know, it'll say in big bold letters, Rocket Fuel for Your Brain, which is basically, in a nutshell, what Mental Mojo is. And then it'll offer you a few options. We offer quite a few options. First of all, we offer a free trial option. So if people want to sign up for a free trial plan, essentially we'll send you a free box, and you have 30 days to try it, and if you don't like it, you just cancel the free trial plan, and you get a free box. No strings attached. It's just no hassle. If you don't like it, we don't expect you to continue getting it. But what a lot of people do, especially the white-collar professionals, is they just like to have it on auto-ship. It just comes to their door, a certain amount of boxes each month. So we have those options as well.
Right.
You can buy individual boxes. And for the college students, the most favored situation, because – you know, they're busy, you know, doing things maybe that aren't academic, and, you know, sometimes they forget the study supplements. But they also don't have a fortune to spend, so we also have a bi-monthly option where a box will come every other month. And so we offer a variety of ways to access the product and to try it without any strings attached, and so I would encourage people to do that. And the other thing I would like to mention to people is we are introducing two new flavors very soon, before the end of the year, most likely. And as a result, on Cyber Monday, we are going to be needing to make space in our warehouse for these new flavors, which means that there will be a historic sale on the product for Cyber Monday, 60% off, so that we can make space for these new flavors. So what I tell people is they should take advantage of our lack of warehouse space and really swoop this stuff up.
Wow, sounds great. We'll definitely put that out on our social media, and the show will be going live before that, so it'll be absolutely perfect. And I really think that that's important, that people will have that. It's a great time, perfect time to stock up.
Like I say, all focus, no food coma.
Yes. Well, Alex, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you with us. I think this is a great product, and maybe we'll have you on again next year, because I think we always like to refocus and say, you know, I heard it, I kind of understood it, but I didn't quite get it. And when you come back, we'll expand our talk on it and see how the company's been doing and how the product's been doing. Okay?
Absolutely. And in the meantime, I invite anybody to message me on the Facebook page for Mental Mojo or through the website. I personally answer those because I really do care about this product. I really do believe in it. You know, prescription drug abuse is a huge issue, but we not only fight that, but we donate to autism research. So I will answer any questions that people have personally if they just reach out to us through the designated methods on the web.
Very good. And the Facebook page is, what is the tag on the Facebook page?
Just Mental Mojo. If they go on Facebook and search Mental Mojo, it will come up and they'll see the logo.
Very good. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to people. Certainly as a small business, it's one of the biggest problems is getting the word out, and I really do appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
Very good. Well, I appreciate it that you came on, because I think it's a really something that should be shared. Like I said, I guess all my kids will be getting a box for Christmas.
Well, you can message me personally for that. That's the least I can do for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, I'll encourage all the listeners. Again, the product is called Mental Mojo. Yes, M-O-J-O is the name. And it's a box, and it has 10 tubes in it, and it is really great. I'm telling you, try it out yourself. If you're really afraid of saying, I don't want to tell my kids something that, you know, it's not really that great, hey, get it, try it yourself, see how your day goes, and really get focused. And again, CEO of Mental Mojo is Alex LaCroix, and he also said, just check out the website. It is on the bottom of today's show page, and you'd better be there for Cyber Monday, because that's the place when there's going to be a great sale on it. So thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us here on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and until tomorrow, have a great day.